We are doing the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah. We're up to page Peihei in the Rambam Lam edition, and we'll dedicate our learning this morning to Chaya Sarah Bat Yosef. The Rambam had described how Ravashi compiled the Talmud. It's interesting that the Rambam does not indicate that he had the partner named Ravina. Very often people say the Talmud was composed by Ravina and Ravashi. From the Talmud, it seems like Ravina was younger than Ravashi, or at least was his disciple. And the Rambam attributes the compilation of the Talmud specifically to Ravashi. Now, the Rambam continues on page Peihei in the Rambam Lam edition, the fourth line, "Uchshemetu kol hachachamim aleihem shalom," and when all the sages of that generation passed away, may peace be upon them, that the last of that generation were Ravina and Ravashi. So now, the Rambam indicates that the end of the generation of the Talmud were Ravina and Ravashi. And they had concluded the Talmud. So whoever arose after Ravashi, the essence of his intent was, and he applied all his strength to understand their works that they composed alone. Notice that here the Rambam turns to the plural sense. Suddenly now the Rambam refers to Ravina and Ravashi. He refers to their works. Now, I don't know how accurate this translation is, but the way the translation reads, the Rambam is now suddenly referring to it as their work. And on the work of the Talmud we do not add, nor do we detract, nor should we detract. Now, this needs explanation, because we have on tradition, certain rabbis wrote that certain parts of the Talmud were added. There are areas in the Talmud where Tosus writes this was an edition of Baal Halachos Gedolos Rav Yehuda Igon. There are places in the Talmud where the Ritva writes this whole section was an addition by the Rabbanan Savoroi. There's an opinion in Tosfos that says every time we have Rav Achai in the Gemara, it's Rav Achai Gon. It's not Rav Achai in Amora. So the Rambam says it as a blanket statement. This is the Talmud, we don't add, we do not detract. The first question we have to ask is, what edition of the Talmud did the Rambam have? Maybe the Rambam had the edition of the Talmud without all these additions. Without the first daf and a half of Kiddushin, which the Ritva says is from the Rabbanan Savoroi. It's not from the time of the Amoraim. Maybe the Talmud the Rambam had did not have many areas where the Talmud concludes Vehilchisa, and the Halacha is such and such, and the Tosus tells us that edition of Vehilchisa, that conclusion, the bottom line is really from Baal Halachos Gedolos, from Rav Yehuda Igon, that the printer stuck into the Gemara. I don't know what edition the Rambam had, but this commentary of the Rambam, that the Rambam says is a blanket statement, there's no addition to the Talmud, that needs work. You have too many Rishonim that don't go that way. Rashi discusses whether certain lines of the Gemara were additions from Baal Halachos Gedolos, Tosfos, the Ritva, and others. And the geniuses, the rabbis that followed the Talmud, composed many explanations. And in our opinion, there wasn't one who concluded a work that really explained all of the Talmud. Some of them did not have time in their lifetime to compose a work that encompassed all of the Talmud. Umehem, and among them were those, Misha Mina'o, the thing that prevented him was, Iskevne Adam Bedinehem, that they were too busy working, dealing with the needs of the congregation. V'chiberu kmochen balachot pesukot, and what they did compose were works that gave you the bottom line of the Talmud. They didn't explain the Talmud, but they gave you works which gave you bottom line what is the halacha. Mehem bilshon arav, some of the works were written in Arabic. Umehem bilshon hakodesh, and some of them were written in the holy tongue. Kigon halachot gedolot, v'halachot ktuot, v'halachot psukot, v'ilchot ravacha mishabcha v'zulatam. For example, the halachos gedolos, the halachos ktuos, the work halachos psukos, also a work of Rav Yudai Gon, and the Halachos of Rav Acha Mishabcha, what we know as She'otos Rav Achai Gon. V'alachot asher asah harav agadol Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zichrono Livracha, and the great work of Rav Yitzchak Afez, what we know as the Rif, Rav Yitzchak Alfasi, hispiku be'ad kol hachiburim ahim, they thought it was enough with all those works. What he's saying now is the work of the Rif was, so to speak, weighed over all of them. That was, so to speak, the more accepted one. Mipnei she'en kolelot kol ha'psakim ha'dinim she'tzichin eleinu bizman zeh. Because the Rif, the work of Rav Yitzchak of Fez, that work encompasses all the rulings and laws that we need in this time. Ritzoni lomar zman ha'galut. What I mean to say is that the Rif encompasses all the halachos that are relevant while we are in exile. Uve'er sham kol ha'tauyot asher nimtzau la'asher hayu lefanav bifsakav. And in his rulings, he clarified all the mistakes that had found way into the works of his predecessors. Then tfisalav be'em el ba'alachot mu'atot, and you could only catch him. You could only edit his work in a few halachot, says the Rambam. There are only a few areas where I disagree with him. Lo yegiu adesar b'shum panim. They don't even number 10 under any circumstance. Now this line in the Rambam needs a lot of work. Because when you learn the Rambam in Halachos, a work that he composed a few decades after he composed this work, he argues on the Rif numerous times. I don't know if they reach 100, but they're far more than 10 and far more than 20. And here the Rambam says, I don't argue on the Rif even 10 times. There aren't even 10 times where I disagree with him. So one possible explanation that is offered by Rav Yehoshua Cohen in his work on how to learn Talmud, he says sometimes there's a disagreement between rabbis, and one opinion says, I don't accept your opinion. I think your opinion is invalid. And sometimes there's a disagreement where each opinion holds the other opinion is valid, but they hold differently. So he suggests that perhaps when the Rambam says this line, that the Rambam says, I don't disagree with the Rif even 10 times. There aren't even 10 places where I feel like the Rif should have been edited, where I feel like he erred. What he means is, I might not agree with him in, let's say, 50 places. But I don't think he's wrong. I view it this way, but I understand he could view it that way. The places where I think he needs to be edited, where I think he's wrong, where I think not only I hold my opinion, but I don't hold his opinion, is not even 10 places. That's the explanation that he offers. Yes?
What about just the fact of time and lack of experience and developing his thoughts?
And so you're saying maybe a few decades later when the Rambam composed the Yad HaChazaka, he changed his mind. But all indication seems otherwise, because over 90% of the time, the Rambam is consistent from his work that he wrote in his late teenage years, in his early 20s, this work, the explanation on the Mishnah, and the work that he wrote later on in his life, the Yad HaChazaka, which is a pretty phenomenal thing. I mean, that means that he already attained that depth at such a young age. Meaning, even though he learned a few decades later, he didn't change his mind on too many things. There are areas where we say he changed his mind, but that it's not often enough that we can attribute that to this sentence. Meaning, it's tempting to say, well, he changed his mind. At this point, he only disagreed with the Rif 7 times. And by the time he composed the Yad HaChazaka, he disagreed with him 50, 70 times. But it doesn't seem that way, because the Rambam is very consistent from this work to his work in the Yad HaChazaka. אבל הפירושים המצויים לכל הגאונים יתוודא יתרון כל אחד כפי יתרון שכל בעליהם. But the explanations that we find for all the rabbis who lived directly after the Talmud, so we recognize their value according to the value of the author. Va'ish anavona mayen b'talmud, and an intelligent person, one who has understanding, who looks into the Talmud, yachol la'askil dei sechel kol gaon v'gaon midvarav u'mipirushav. And when he reads the commentary of each of the geonim, he will be able to evaluate on his own which goonim were greater and which were less. Obviously, the Rambam's talking to pretty big people. V'chasher yeh zman eleinu, and when it's reached our time, the Rambam says, kamnu al ma shematzanu min ha'chakira v'adrisha v'ahishtadlut etzel ha'kodmim kefi ha'yecholet, we aroused ourselves, we took the time to learn all the things that our predecessors had delved into the Talmud, כדי לקבל מה שנקבל להועיל בו שכר מאת הבורא, so that we, in our work in understanding the Talmud and the commentaries, so we hope that God will give us our wages for spending the time in that. וקיבצתי כל השבא לידי מפרשי אדוני אביזן, and I gathered all the different explanations I had on tradition from my father as well. וזולתו בשם רבנו יוסף הלוי, aside from that, from the Rimigash, who it seems was his father's Rebbe, I also took his commentary. Because if you recognize how brilliant he was, one would be in awe, one would be scared when one realizes how deep his brain was, how deep he was able to go into the Talmud, the Rimigash. Until he's so brilliant that you could almost say about him, V'chamo lo haya lefanav melech. There was never a king like him, there was never someone like him, v'minago v'dorko, with his custom, with his way of analyzing the Talmud. So the Rambam says, I learned all the predecessors' works, and it doesn't seem to think they're of the greatest value. The Rambam has a lot of, he indicates here that I learned them, but where I also learned my father's explanation, and I learned the Rimigash, and the Rimigash, wow, he was such a genius. Yeah, the Rambam seems to hold the Rimigash like at the top level. And I also I gathered the different halachot, the things that I found that he himself explained, that he wrote for himself, not as a commentary for the masses, not something he meant to publish. But I took his own commentary, what he wrote for himself, his own footnotes. And I also gathered what I wrote as my own commentary, what made sense to me in learning the Talmud. I recognize my weakness, my weak ability. And I did the best with the little that I've learned of wisdom. He doesn't say the little, but his indication of Uma seems to indicate that he means, and the little that I've learned. וחיברתי פירוש בתלת הסדרים, and I composed this explanation on the three orders, מועד נשים נזיקים, לבד מארבע מסכתות. So I composed the work on מועד נשים נזיקים, and also the aside from the four מסכתות, אני חושב אתה בהן לחבר אותן, and now I think to compose them, the explanation on those, ועוד לא מצאתי פנאי לדבר בהן, and I haven't yet found time to discuss them. וחיברתי כמו כן פירוש חולין לרוב הצורך אליו, and I also composed the work on חולין, because that's very important. וזהו עסקנו אשר היינו עוסקים עם רוב הדרישה לכל מה שדרשנו. And this is what we've been busy with, because you know what, I've been busy composing these different works as much as I recognize that they're important, so this is what I've been busy with. So the Rambam says, he composed the work too, a work on the Talmud, on Moed Nashim Nezikin, and also the four Masechtot from, that would be Brachos from Zeraim, and it would probably be Nida from Taharos, and I don't know what the other two are going to be, maybe Zvachim and Menachos. He says there are the three Sedarim and the four Masechtot. I'm not sure what he means by the four Masechtot. And the Rambam says, now I'm hoping to write the rest that's left, but I haven't yet found time for it. But bottom line, I have my explanation on the Talmud. I used that. I used my father. I used the Rimigash. I used all the explanations, all the commentaries on the Talmud that preceded me. And now the Rambam says, after I wrote this work on the Talmud, so now, I saw fit to compose a work on the Mishnah. And that's where we will pick up Ezrat Hashem next week, where the Rambam explains his work on the Mishnah and what he feels will be the benefits of this work. And that leads us into really the last section of the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah, which... will take us some time, but I'm hoping that within a month and a half, we will finish the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah, Be'ezrat Hashem.